to each their own. Everyone in this world have their own opinion on various different topics. Today's topic is about, should a father or a mother buy a better gift for their child than they would buy for their mate or their lover that they are in a relationship with? Let me repeat this question. Should a father buy a better gift for his daughter than he would buy for his wife or girlfriend? Or should a mother buy a better gift for her son than she would buy for her husband or her boyfriend? This is basically a very good question. Very interesting. Everyone in the world is going to have their own opinion, their own belief on the topic. I would buy a better gift for my own daughter than I would buy for my wife or my girlfriend. This could be a toxic way of thinking. Some people would think I'm being a narcissist for some reason. Maybe some men in that situation is doing it out of a narcissistic, perspective. Same thing with a woman doing this for her son, buying a better gift, a more expensive gift for her own biological son than she would buy for her husband or her boyfriend. That's why, like I said in the beginning, everyone in this world has their own belief system, their own moral code, their own way of thinking. The reason why I'm saying that is because there is no right answer in these type of topics. Like I said, to each their own. Everyone's going to do what they want to do. There's no right or wrong in this particular situation. The reason why I would buy a better gift for my own child than my wife or my girlfriend is because somewhere in my mind, the way I see it is that the wife or the girlfriend, they could leave me at any point in time. Whenever they feel like leaving me, divorcing me, breaking up with me, but I cannot leave or divorce my own child, because that's blood, that's family, that's a bloodline there, okay? And that's very, very important. Some people don't think that stuff is important, but I do. To me, that stuff is very, very important for me. Like I said, everybody got their own moral code, their own belief system. And yes, we should not go into relationships thinking that they're going to fail at some point. That's not a healthy way of thinking. So, okay, maybe I'm wrong in thinking that way, but I'm just being logical and I'm trying to be as realistic as I can. A woman could leave me whenever she chooses. And when she chooses to leave me, that ends the relationship forever. But that child and I has a bond, and that bond lasts a lifetime. It lasts forever. We really can't leave each other because we're always going to be connected through bloodline. So that's my point. That's why I would always take my child more seriously than a wife or a girlfriend. Sure, I would love my wife. Sure, I wouldn't cheat on my wife. Sure, I would do right by my wife. But who's to say whether or not she's going to get bored and want to, move on with her life, find somebody better than me? Who's to say she's going to do that or not? That option will always be open. But my child is my child, and I will always be that child's father. This is why I will always buy a more better, more expensive gift for my own child. And that's all I got for this one. Until next time. This is Amin Parker. Peace.